Sound Reel 17 continued.
I think one year my dad made some sap beer. And boy, that was sap beer. This is just like Moxie. Oh boy, that was a beautiful taste. But you got a water glass down, and pretty soon you knew you had something in there besides Moxie. Boy, that would kick up an awful fuss.
Celebrate finishing sugaring with that.
Yeah. No, I don't imagine there's hardly anybody that makes it now. Probably they don't care anything about it.
The gallon that we took to California of yours.
Yeah.
That started to ferment and bubble and started to taste a little bit like alcohol.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't in the refrigerator. It was in a place near the refrigerator where the engine was, the motor. So it got warm. And it started to work. Every time we take off the top, it go.
Yeah.
it stayed tasty, but it started to get quite a flavor to it.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could ferment it.
Syrup?
Yeah. We didn't do anything to it. Just the same gallon we took.
Yeah, if it gets warm enough, it'll work.
I didn't know that either.
It was 6 or 7 months old. And
yeah. You'd already opened it before you started.
Yeah, that's what we did.
Yeah. If you'd had that little cap on there, she wouldn't have worked. You'd let the air into it when you opened it, you see.
Yeah.
Then you put the cover back on and set it down while it was warm.
Yeah.
Yep. You take syrup, it ain't up to standard. Put it in a gallon can years ago. I don't know. I guess it would do the same thing. But years ago, they didn't seal it down. Didn't have that seal on the top. And if it weren't up to standard, that would spoil
it. Mm-hmm.
So. But you take it where you got it, 11 pounds to gallon, and up where it tests right up where it should, and you put it up hard and seal it. Sit right there in the back room all summer. You couldn't see any difference.
Right,
and
stays fresh.
And we've had it downstairs for 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm.
It'd still be good.
Yeah, I was watching some kids can it the other day who sugar up at George Bradshaw's.
Yeah.
And they make a whole mess of it. They were putting it into cans like this.
Oh, little
bottle. Little bitty ones, half
yeah.
pint.
Yeah.
And I said, why are you putting it? He said, that's where the money is.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. Yeah. Yeah, somebody come into one of these places on the road, you know, them little bottles, all sizes and descriptions, and they get an awful price for them little bottles.
Yeah, most folks, that's all they use.
Yeah.
I looked at one of those little ones and say, that's one stack of pancakes.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I used to pour it on the pint or flapjack, they wouldn't melt too much, would they?
No.
I guess he'd
eat
syrup for quite a while. I had biscuits, hot biscuits, and then
I'd
eat syrup on them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't eat too much syrup. Once in a while, I get some. Back in the 30s, you used to eat flapjacks pretty regular, practically every night. Said around a gallon of syrup would be put near gone when the gang had got through eating the flapjacks and syrup. We used to pour it right on and swim them in good shape.
Anything left on the plate you can drink.
Yeah.
Put it in your coffee.
Yeah, boys come up from town and say, what are we going to have, flapjacks and syrup or something? Yep, you get around and help. You know Cecil Thompson over on the other road, Bob?
No. Same side as Bob Ainsworth?
Yeah, Bob, the next place to Bob.
Never met him, but I know the place.
Yeah. His brother, his older brother, he's dead now. He used to come up here and stay, man. Week to time. Take right home, help, good worker. He didn't have any job. He come up here and helped me gather sap. And in fact, he's his other brother, one that lives back of Doyle's store. He used to come up and help me.
Although I haven't seen the footage that we made of the boiling, the cameraman, Arthur, he took it back with him and put it in the laboratory so it'd be all developed. It's sitting there. I got to go down and get it sometime. And I was thinking how it was going to look on the screen. And I'm not sure that it would be clear to the audience what all the soldering was.
Yeah.
Someone in the city might think that's part of sugaring.
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you about that, as if you were explaining why you had to put all the solder on.
Well, we kind of had to put the solder on to keep the sap in the pan. The rig is 14 years old, and ashes and soot and stuff gets in there, and it eats the best you can do. And it eat holes right through the back end of floors. And it was leaking so you couldn't keep a sap in there, so it had to be soldered. And it was a hard place to solder because they'd been used so long. It's a tin, the solder would run right off a tin. You couldn't make it stick. So that was why it made it such a job. If a solder would stuck in good shape, it wouldn't have been too much of a job. But you couldn't have used the pan if you hadn't soldered it. Well, that goes with the old equipment. You got to have a solder iron on one hand and have a lot of ambition, a lot of patience, keep going. The rig had been used 14 years. This is the 14th. Season.
That'll help a lot.
Yeah. And they figure a front pan is only good for about 5 years. That's why it gets the most of heat. But these done exceptionally well. We've always taken good care of them, too. They've always been washed and taken care of and dried and
sound reel 16.
I had three colts turned out. God, he got in there, and one of them had quills in his nose. The other one had them in his knees. And they didn't get them all, and they worked through the knees. And the horse was always lame forward after that. Spoiled it. Them damn quills keep working. They go right through bone.
Hmm. Is the calf going to be okay?
Well, I don't know. Probably the seller for beef is falling. One of your hangs right down. If you want too rugged anyway, but that's why they probably picked on her instead of the others. She was easier to mangle. I don't know. I guess she probably lived down. She drinks some and eats some.
You wouldn't eat her yourself, though?
Well, I would. Because
you were planning to kill the big one.
Yeah, I'm going to eat half the big one, I guess, and I'll probably sell this one. I don't think it'll hurt the beef in any way.
Sure is a piece of bad luck.
Oh, well, that goes with famine. That whole damn bunch all turned out just like that. Six of them. Well, let's see, four of them never got on their feet. One I kept all someone sold it to commission sale. This one here has never been all right. And the last one come dead in a cow. I was seven calves right then around. Seven had, went to hell, no time. None of them mounted to a dime.
Over how long?
Oh, that was 1 year's crop. A fall and the spring. These calves have got now, God, they was on their feet and a half an hour and sucking. They've been hard.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of a freak thing, that's all. Never had anything like that before. We've had abortion, we've had everything, but we never had anything like that. The calves couldn't get on their feet. They come from good fat two-year-olds, too. Right up and been grained all winter. It was just something, they got a hold of something, or there was some germ or some damn thing that wasn't right. This bullet I'm going to eat for myself, he come from the cow, the first calf he had, come with his neck twisted. Well, that was the reason for it to be wrong, you know. And it lived a couple hours and died. And then this bull come along, and hell, he's been all right. But he's an awful freak. He's a funny thing. And the one she had last fall, I want more than an hour's old and walk from the sugar camp clear up here. An hour old. And she's always done well. Great big thing now. And the other one, they come, God, within half an hour she was sucking. And the white face, the old white face calf standing out in the pasture doing extra good. Just one of them freak things, that's all.
Have you ever lost a cow or calf to dogs or a...
Not as I know of. I had a calf that I think it died when it come. Somebody had eat half of it when I found it. But any dog will find a dead calf. They'd eat it, just same as a dead deer. Hell, that's dog nature. And people are more to blame for that than the dogs. They kill so damn many deer and let them lay. Dog finds them, he eats them. That's dog nature. And then they blame a dog for killing deer. I can't see it.
Yeah.
But there's altogether too many dogs around the country. People don't watch them, too. That's another thing. God, I used to have dogs here at... Would chase deer. Probably they got one once in a while. Well, hell, my dog just bad somebody's else. You take average dog, and then once you get to chasing deer, you can't stop them either. Only way you can stop them is hitch them up.
Suzanne told you Ezra was home, though, at that time, didn't she?
Yeah, I don't think there's Ezra. He wouldn't do it alone.
No.
I'm damn sure he wouldn't. If he was with another dog, and they got to chasing him, same as dogs will, he might chase cattle.
Before we go out, I go out with you and try to find them. Could you tell me what you got planted so far and what's still left to do?
Oh, about all we got planted now is the potatoes and the squashes and about half the garden. I got two pieces of ground already to plant oats, soon as I can get the grass seed. And then I got still got one piece that I've got to put manure on and plow. Yeah, down the pasture there. I got these two up on the hill. They're all ready to sow. Then I guess I'll be done spring's work, much as I ever am done.
Well, it's not summer until Friday, officially.
Oh, gosh, it don't make any difference what it's summer or when it is. I planted a piece of oats one time, they told me I was crazy, planted them 4th July. And they got up, put in 5 feet high. You never see such rank oats, and they weren't planted the 4th of July. So you never can tell. If you happen to get a little shower, right kind of weather, everything will do good. Jack Clark, who lived down here below Pokey Tucker, didn't plant his garden until the 4th day of July. Everybody told him he was crazy. And like I gotta guess he gave everybody in town garden stuff. And he had an enormous crop besides that. He never planted the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
But he had it just rich enough and the weather was right. And boy, he had a wonderful garden, the best garden in town. But that ain't practical. Practical is to get things in when they should be, but you never can tell. People that put them in early this spring rotted right in the ground. And a lot better they had to plant them over again anyway. So I don't believe but what anybody get a good garden now.
How many bushels of potatoes you put in?
12 bushels. We got pumpkins and squashes down there, so everybody should have a pumpkin or squash this fall. Suzanne's rose going to blossom this year?
I don't know. It's all in the ground.
Yeah, we got buds out on ours there. Where that one gone from?
It's a little bit behind because of the transplant, I guess.
Yeah, that might stop it from blossoming too this year.
But I put it in a real good spot, and I put a little fence around it.
Yeah.
Because I want to make sure nothing happens to them, and we got some irises. I want to make sure nothing happens to them either.
Yeah.
Jim's goat ate our lilac bush last year.
Well, poor old goat, she didn't know the difference.
So I got another one, I put a fence around it, yeah. So no one could eat it.
I got that's a pretty good old goat, too. She's a nice old thing.
Yeah.
Well, we must over here got irises planted over around his camp, the further camp over there. And the cows never eat them.
Yeah.